Blog Talk Radio.
Sit back and these days, remember my ways. Oh, me like it out of my cage. Yes, I am a slave, searching for some freedom, searching for some freedom. So I'm tender, sing them songs to spark memory. What is a man with no history? Where am I? Who am I? What is this place? We're just sitting in space.
Thank you for how you opened up this season for us, Father. showing all your wonders and all your blessings. For those who know will understand, Yeshua Al. So thank you for that, Father. For everybody that may not know and understand, why are we looking at the moon? Why are we worried about the thunder and lightning? Why are we so worried about that the wind was blowing and it snowed today, Father? They may not understand, but we'll thank you, Father, for giving us to understand, for giving us an eye to see, Father, an ear to hear, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, and we go to the left and to the right, Father. We thank you for your chastisement, Father. We thank you for that merciful hand that brings us back, Father. We thank you, Father. Father, I want to ask and pray for all of them, raised, Father, that you keep them, Father, that you put a hedge around them, Father, all the Emas, Father, all the Wakens, Father, all the Akotis, Father, all the Yaladis, Father, all the children, all the wives, all the mothers, all the elders, Father. We thank you, Father, for all Yisrael. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to Kol Elohim. I'm your brother, Ariel. Here with Elite Culture at Bet Yahweh here in Baltimore, Maryland. That is the assembly that we're at here in Baltimore, Maryland. And again, I want to echo what Brother Shabbat was talking about yesterday, how the feast just came in. I mean, what a wonderful time we all had. And you can tell everybody had a wonderful time. Just the text message went on every bit to at least 12, 15, 12 people were just excited about Pesach, excited about the word of Yahweh, excited about that sacrifice, what took place over 2,000 plus years ago for us. They was excited. And I was so excited. I was, oh, wow. Had all my babies there. All my babies were at Pesach this year. Oh, it was a blessing for me. It was a blessing. And in love with Sister Samaria sent out, that he wanted that blood to be spread throughout. He wanted that blood to just fool everybody, feel everybody, you know. And what Shabba said is, if you just go back and look at where he brought us when he gave the command to our brother, our Rabbi Yaakov, 3 years ago. I'm going to prepare y'all 3 years ago for this. 3 years, stop going and doing a group Shabbat, doing in your house. He prepares us, family. 3 years ago. 3 years ago. And I myself, I was like, oh, man, I wanted to keep the family together. I wanted everybody to keep, because I enjoyed that. But not knowing my selfish reasons, because I wanted to be around my brothers and sisters. But Abba, he sees the big picture. Not what Ariel wants. He sees the bigger picture. He sees everything. You know, so I thank Brother Yaakov, Rabbi, for hearing and listening to Yahweh. Because look at us today. We prepared for this quarantine. We prepared in some way. We prepared. And we've been prepared. You know, if we just take the time and just reminisce on where we've been and what Yahweh's been taking us through, just the lessons coming up to this quarantine, this separation. That's just on, can it be that simple? Why did he have the brother to go through several times the armor of Yah? Why? Because there's times that's coming where we're going to need that armor. We're going to need it. We're going to need to put it on. We're going to need that armor on. We need not to set it down. We need to know what each one, what his function is for each and every piece of armor. Brother went through all of the functions of the armor. Why, though? Because he was obedient to the Ruach HaKodesh who was leading him, who was leading him and guiding him to give the family an idea of what's coming up. We ain't just getting lessons just so we can have knowledge and understanding. Yes, we have a knowledge and understanding, but it's for a reason. We even look at Amin El. Menel came up and Yahweh put in his heart and mind over 2 years ago, get your health in order. Get your health in order. Start looking at how you're living, how you're eating, what you're intaking in your body. Because he knew one day we will be in this predicament, that they got a disease. He didn't know, but Yahweh knew. They got a disease or a virus out that is attacking everybody's health. But if you got a strong immune system, what the brother was trying to put in our minds starting 2 years ago, you will be all right. How many of us took those lessons and we just listened to it? Oh, that was good. It filled me. I was good, man. What was the lesson? But we can run through the whole lesson. It was good. But we not putting it in us, living by it. Huh? Me and Al were telling us, Zakina, me and Al were telling us about this for years. He just sat back and still watched them go over there and slam cupcakes, little Debbie's, all types of sugars in their body. And I'm guessing the brother said, well, wow, ain't nobody really even listening to my lessons. They must don't think Yahweh gave me a word, but Yahweh gave me a word. But we still went over there, slammed down Lord Debbie's and all the sugars, all the cakes, all the pies, and everything. Now, today, everybody trying to get their immune system on point. Everybody trying to walk a little something. Everybody trying to get back in shape. But Amin L, it was put in Amin L 2 years ago. Looking at how we treating our temple. Look, he even got out, he said it. The body is the temple. Y'all know how Doc can talk. The body is the temple. Hands up. But we still slammed and we still ate the way we wanted to eat. We didn't really take it in. We took it in. I'm not going to say everybody. I'm not blanking it. I hope I ain't got to do that. Hope I ain't got to go say everybody. Hope I ain't got to say none of us took thought of it and started trying. But we have habits. And we kept falling back into the habits. I'm speaking for myself. We kept falling back into the eating habits, kept falling back into the lazy mindset. So I would say, goodness gracious, that's Israel. That's Israel. Israel. Forever falling back into the habits, forever falling back to the lazy mindset. That's us. That's us. So, but something coming, Israel. I hope y'all was paying attention. Something coming, Israel. Just like, oh, something coming. I got my servants down there teaching y'all. Things been coming up the line. Something coming. Just like, oh. He even gave us a lesson that's talking about the beast system. Social engineering. He gave us that. And one of the key things out of that social engineering that he brought out that I can remember, one of the key words he kept telling, the key phrases that he kept telling us, collateral damage, collateral damage. The whole world is collateral damage for Israel. The whole world is collateral damage for Israel. The whole world is collateral damage for Israel. We even had to look that up and understand what that is. Look, I'm going to kill everybody. I'm against everybody. We know who the beast system is. It's high time. I'm against everybody. So I can kill Israel. The whole world is collateral damage. We learned that through the beast system. What Abba gave us, social engineering. We learned that. I've been giving it to y'all, Israel. But again, we fall back into our lazy mindsets. We fall back into our habits. So we either going to believe what the word of Yahweh say or we're not. Or it's going to take us by surprise when things happen in this world. And as a great father, as an awesome father, as an awesome Most High, he don't want us to be surprised. He don't want nothing to take us by surprise. He wants us not to be ignorant. So he tells us over and over, be ye not ignorant, Israel. I don't want you stupid. I don't want my kids stupid. I want my kids to know. So pay attention. Pay attention, Israel. I want y'all to know. Y'all my kids. Y'all my babies. So, because y'all my babies, I put up with all y'all garbage and all y'all stuff y'all do. Throughout the year, I give y'all time in the year to come towards me and come with me and get right. I set up appointed times to meet with you. I had to shut the whole world down. Really get your attention. So I can really get y'all out of that lazy mindset. Just, hey, slide this to the side. Put that to the side. Ain't no more sports. Ain't no more nothing. Kill a whole lot of things. For y'all. I love y'all. Israel. Everybody want to sing about the love that their God had for them. But, hey, there's no other God but Yah. There is none. No mighty one but Yah. There is none. And throughout the years, throughout the centuries, he has been showing, I love you, Israel. I love you. I love you. Throughout the centuries, I love you. Passover, though. I set up that way back then so my son could get y'all out of bondage. Way back then. And it was an Elmont. Woo! I got a witness. I had the manifestation of Yah at the house. And he was a witness. He was a witness for me. Manifestation was a witness. Because in the beginning, before I started, I had got the water stuff and everything. But everybody was against station attacking. Everybody, they wasn't too keen on letting somebody else wash their feet and washing somebody else's feet. Hey, that wasn't on their mind. That was like, man, is you crazy? We over here, we doing Passover, but I'm not putting my hands on nobody else's feet. But when we got to the end, Yahushua said what he said to the apostles and Kepha. And when he got to the end and he said that if I do not wash you, your feet, Kepha, you won't have no part of me. And Brother Kepha said, hey, wash my whole body. Hey, I ain't got to do that, Kepha. Those who are clean don't need their whole body clean. All you need is your feet clean. And then he said this, because it was a lesson for me, because I was asking questions as we were going through things that Yaakov sent out. He emailed me the Pesach lesson, and I was asking questions. Because, you know, people sit there and they ain't paying attention. They just ready to eat. But because I started asking questions, well, what plague was that? What plague was this? And they had to answer. Because I asked questions. But when we got to that part right there, and Yahushua turned to his disciples after he washed their feet, he said, do you know what I did for you? And that's when I said, that's when Abba got to talking. Because what he said in essence, do you know what just happened to you? Do you know he's talking to the Talmudim at this time? Talking to all of us. Do you know what just happened to you? That's what he's saying. Do you know that I was in glory? Sitting up there in glory. And I came down here in this mud and this dirt and I washed your feet. You got a nerve not to want to wash each other's feet. You got a nerve to think you were something when you were actually in dirt. I came down here. Everything you think you know, everything you see, everything, me. Even electronics you think you love so much, your phones, you love so much, I put it in the man's mind to make it. All wisdom, all understanding come from me. Too much to wash somebody's feet. Ooh, by the time Yahushua was finished talking, it wasn't a dry eye in the place. And that's what made me feel good. Because they heard it and they felt it. He was sitting right there. Everybody's eyes was tears after he stopped speaking to them. Everybody's eyes was in tears. Because at that moment, they understood what he did, what the creator of the heaven and earth did for us, came down and washed our feet, gave us life, continually gives us life. So Israel, We ain't no stranger to being in bondage. We was birthed out of bondage. We ain't no stranger to that. It's in our DNA, Yisrael. It's in our DNA. We was birthed in bondage. We came out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Out of bondage. Yahweh said, I'm going to make you a great nation there in Egypt. That's where we were. So we is no stranger to us. No stranger. You go through the history of Israel, it's no stranger for us even being occupied as a nation. When Rome came in, when Greece came in, when all these other nations came in, the Syrians, you can, through history, we always been in bondage. We always been occupied. Why? Because we didn't want to listen to Abba. We didn't want to hear what he had to tell us. So we hard-headed, we stiff-necked, so we had to learn the hard way. But it was always a faithful fear. Always a faithful fear. Always. Those who would die for his word, those who will go against the system for his word. So look at us like we are agents right now. We are secret agents right now behind enemy lines. Israel always had to be, always had to be agents behind enemy lines. The only thing about this, these agents right here, can't nobody touch us. Unless the director, Yah, allowed them to. Can't nobody touch us. Well, are you ready for war, agents? Do you know you're in the battle, Israel? I'm going to say something. I'm going to pray everybody who listened to Brother Shabbat Al noticed it, because I noticed it. Did y'all notice when the brother got cut off and how he came back? He came back pissed off. It wasn't him. It was the spirit that was on him, though. It amplified him. It pissed him off because Satan, you're trying to stop what my father gave me to say. You cannot stop what my father said. Was that Tate? No, that wasn't Tate. But if you all paid attention, his whole character went, it got amplified. It went up a notch because it pissed him off. It pissed off the Ruach that was inside of him, that the Hasatan, Satan, the adversary from delivering Yahweh's word. He got pissed at that. And I was laying in bed just listening, and I said, "Woo!" It got excited. My brother, if he had swords in his hand and the Hasatan was in his face, he would have went at him. He did have a sword in his hand, though, and he went at him. He went at him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we talking about Yahweh's mighty man. See, that was a move right there, one of Yahweh's mighty men. You pissed one of Yahweh's mighty men off. The oath was ready to cut something. In fact, the oath did cut something afterwards. He was ready. If he was holding anything back, he let it go by then. Mind you, trying to hold back Yahweh's word. I won't be the one. I won't be the weak link of Yahweh's word. That's how I felt. That's how I felt what he was saying. I won't be the weak link. You will not come at me to say that I was the one that let Abba down. And he got upset. That word came out even more, with more force. And that's the thing about Israel. Who's going to be the weak one? Who's going to be the feeble one? Who gonna be the ones that we got to put in the middle? They always said, down in Mitzrayim, they was a host, they was an army. Before they became a nation, he said y'all was an army. We was an army. Before we became a nation, we was an army. Down in Mitzrayim. We still in Mitzrayim. If you know it or not, we still in Egypt. You don't believe it? Go and read 2 Ezra 15. He talks about bringing us out of Egypt again. In 2 Ezra 15, chapter 15. Go and read it. We still here. We still in bondage. We still in slavery. But we agents. We didn't accept the gift. We said, yes, I will be that one. I will be your mighty man. I will be your mighty woman. I will lay down my life and die for you, Abba Yah. I will do that. Abba just gave us, let me go ahead and let this thing go, regardless of what man did. We know man behind this. We know how Satan is the main culprit. But man and his little, what they call, they got another term out now called the deep state. The deep state is the government, that's the secret government that the scripture talks about, rulers of the earth. Scripture talks about rulers of the earth. It ain't talking about the kings and queens. He's talking about rulers. I'm a ruler. Physical men and women, that's rulers, that have this world on a course, who is directing, who is social engineering mankind towards something. What is it? I'm a social engineering team. He's doing the exact same thing. He's social engineering towards something. What side we want to be on? We didn't chose this side, I don't know. We chose Israel. We chose Abba. We drag our feet sometimes, and you got to get our attention. You got to get our attention, because we know if we believe the word, much worse is coming. Much worse is coming. If we believe the word, in our heart, some of us, we want everything to get back to normal. Got our bills to pay, got things that we didn't grown attached to in this world. But what's more important? Yahweh judgment to come out, and we can make it into that kingdom. We know if we believe the word that some men going to stand in the street, hanged in the street for 3 years. That's word. Israel going to be scattered. But again, these mighty men, these mighty women who live and die for Abba Yah, who live and die for Abba Yah. Let me get into this word here, family. Let me get into this word as we still got this lesson. We had a lesson last week. We're going to talk about a few mighty men. We're going to talk about how Israel was in bondage and how the world is. Israel is smack dead in confusion. We are smack dead in confusion. We are smack dead in pure evil. There's no other way to look at it. We're smack dead in pure evil. And I know sometimes that our senses, our five senses, we want to look at things and say, oh, it's okay. But when we look at it and look at it from the lens of Abba, it's pure evil. It's evil. Brother Ari sent something out last week, and he said that the normalcy of this world is insanity. It is. It's insane. When a man can lay down with another man, and other men, other women can look at that and say, that is okay. That is his wife. That is his husband. That's insane. And I'm quite sure y'all like me, those who got the Ruach HaKodesh in them, look at that and it's an abomination to you. And it puzzles you because you're looking at it and how was y'all calling this man a woman? Did y'all don't see the Adam's apple? I see it. Y'all don't see that's a 6'5" man right there in the dress? But y'all, society, the normalcy that's becoming normal in this world, will say that's a woman. That's insane. That's insane. To look at that, to take your mind and for man, that's a woman. You took your own mind and you allowed your own mind to be lied to and lied to your own mind. When your eyes see it. You see it. And that's just not it, because we got over in our earth country where grown men taking 8-year-old babies and marrying them because they have that menstrual. That's that's an abomination. Are you looking at this baby as a grown woman? She's 8 years old. And you're looking at her as she's a woman. And not on that, even the secret societies, the child lovers. We have so many children being missing in this country. So many children in this country have been missing. The Molech. We go back to Molech when Israel was passed, letting our children pass through the fires. The same thing is going on. That's insanity. They try to hide these things from the public. But when you have thousands upon thousands of babies being taken, and then at last year, it was almost like they was taking a young black girl every other day, sacrificing her, raping her, even our young black boys. Throughout this country, throughout this world, you got sex rings for children in this world. That's insane. Grown people who want to lay down with little boys and little girls. And they say it's their preference. That's what I like. But Abba talks about that too in 2 Ezra, chapter 15. He talks about that for the righteous, and he said for the innocent blood. When Abba talks about innocence, he's talking about the children. Because they are the innocent. He's talking about the children. And there's no coincidence that all these CEOs of these top-notch companies are sitting there because they had a sex ring. They had a child trafficking ring going on and scared. No, what's the boy's name? The Jewish guy. Harvey Weinstein. He snitched on everybody. Clinton's and everybody. Yeah, we all are part of this child sacrifice, this child sex ring. We all are part of that. He's telling everything. But the other Jewish guy that supposed to kill himself in jail. I don't believe he killed himself. I believe they took him out of there and put him somewhere because he had the same knowledge. He had an island where as though he was taken care of. I forgot the Jewish boy name. I forgot his name. It ain't important. We know what he did, but he supposed to kill himself in jail. But he had an island where he was taken care of, his own island, where all the big wigs, all what they call the deep state, the rulers of the earth. That's insane. It's insanity. So, yes, I will come with your judgment. Come with your judgment. And I got to speak to who I got to speak to. Hey, and if y'all can't accept it, they can't accept it. I did what I'm supposed to do. Yes, they're my family members. Yes, they're my loved ones. Yes, they who are close to me, good friends. Jeffrey Epstein, Toda Aki, Jeffrey Epstein. That's one of the cat deposer committed suicide in the jail. They caught him up with the child sex ring. Yahweh said, tell them if they heal, forbid. So tell them. But we as Israel, we know something worse is coming. We know that we are in for something, that we need to hold on to one another first and foremost and get closer to Abba. Get closer. If he comes back in this thing, they lift the ban on us going outside, don't let us not come out this without being elevated in our spirit. If you come out of this not being elevated, not being closer to Yah, then I feel for you. I feel for you. Because Albert, in his mercy, he removed a lot for us so we can become closer to him, so we can see what's going on. And I like where what the brothers been doing. We've been seeing and we've been digging up things so we can show the enemy. Because Israel has an enemy. We all know that it's Hallel, Lucifer. We all know him. We all know that that's Israel's enemy. But he has physical men and women as the enemy too, who know who Israel is, who know that these black people are Israel. And wherever we were at in this world, we have problems throughout our history. Know who we are. So let, if this thing come back on track, because we do know the word you talked about is going to come back on track, but it's going to be a falsehood. It's going to be a falsehood. And another thing, what happens when we are all mandatory or made to take this vaccine? Because that's where we're heading. That's where we're heading. We're heading to take a vaccine, whether we like it or not. Because it ain't just, oh, well, you can't take this vaccine because our beliefs, we can't do that. Oh, well, you can't get no license. You can't get no passport. You can't even travel. They're going to try to squeeze the children of Israel into taking what they think in their mind the mark of the beast. Well, we know what the mark of the beast is. That ain't the mark of the beast. We know what the mark of the beast is. But they're going to try to squeeze us to the surface. So they're lining everything up. They think they're lining everything up. Anyway, well, you know who we serve. Yahweh will make a way for us. So we ain't got to worry about that. Don't nobody start getting scared and nervous. Yahweh will make a way for us. He have always had. Hasatan can't do nothing with him. Halel can't do nothing with y'all if you believe it. If you believe it. Let me go to my opening scripture, family. That's in Psalm 35, 9, and 10. Psalms 35, 9, and 10. My soul shall be joyful in Yahweh. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah. All my bones shall say, Yahweh, who is like you? Who delivers the poor from him who is too strong for him? Yes, the poor and the needy from him who robs him. Yahweh. Yahweh is our deliverer. He is our deliverer. But again, we're talking about Yahweh's mighty men and mighty women. Because Yahweh has his mighty men, his mighty women set up in this earth for such a reason, for such a time as we end today. That's why we here. Israel always had, first and foremost, Yahweh to run to. If they didn't have Yahweh to run to, they always had temple to run to. They had the Kohanim. They had the priests to run to. They always had somebody, some system that they can lean back on and look for God. But what happened? The Kohanim went off course. Yahweh said he's raising up men today after his heart, after his mind. And we're going to give them what Abba gives us freely. So we are being raised, we are being brought up for such a time as today, for the leaders, that is the Emas, that is the Akoti, the mighty women of Israel. Something different about y'all. Something different. You ain't like no any old body. Something different. You are being prepared for such a time as these. People are going to be leaning on you even more for your wisdom, for your strength, for your word. What does the scripture say? Believe that from Brother Kappa. Be ye ready to give a word? I'm paraphrasing. Be ye ready with the hope that is within you? Be ready. Because now, for the lights of Israel to shine, I will be light. Whoa, 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 whoa. So let's go through a couple of brothers here. Let's go through Bereshit, Genesis, and see and read about our forefather Noah. And you know how Abba detoured last week for those who or for whoever needed that lesson? Because we're going to be talking about Noah a lot. Noah, we're going to be talking about Noah tomorrow. I didn't know that because I didn't read it last week until this week. Oh, that's why Abba detoured. He leaves and he dies. Let's go to Bereshit, and let's read about Noach and where humanity was. Where humanity was. You know what, though? Excuse me, but I might need to read my opening scripture, my other one, where we got to always go. We got to go here first. Ephesians 6:10. 6:10. Y'all done read this. Y'all ain't got to turn with me. I'm going to read this. Finally, be strong in Yahweh and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers, against the world rulers of darkness of this age, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to stand, to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Bereshit, Genesis 6, starting at verse 5. We're going to read down to chapter 22. We just want to see the condition of man. And as Yahushua said, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Noah, or as in the days of Noah, when the Son of Man comes, it's going to be in the exact same state. We're going to be living in the exact same state. So there's no, and we read in the book, that in the book of Enoch, that's going to talk about the days that we'll be living in for the last generation. I'm not saying that we are the last generation. Understand. Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great. Every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was continually evil. Yahweh was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. Now, for Yahushua, because we know Yahweh is Yahushua. For those who don't know, go into the archives. The lessons have been there for the longest time. And if you really want to know, send some questions into the archives where you can go into Ko Elohim, and it has somewhere that you can ask questions. And somebody will answer. Guaranteed. Somebody will answer. The creator that everybody know or think they know is so loving, is so filled with mercy, which he is. He's so filled with love that man had gotten so evil that he repented, that it grieved him that he made man. Let that sink in. And let also sink in what we talked about just a few seconds ago is Yahushua said, as in the days of Noah. So is that we coming up on a time that Yahweh is grieving in his heart that he made man again, that man has become so evil? Or are we living in that time that man has become so evil and his every imagination is evil, every thought in his mind is against Yahweh? Time, are we in that time again that Yahweh is so upset that he repented? Only because Israel, that it won't happen again. But that doesn't mean that he don't feel that way. But he will not go against his own word. Because Yahushua said, as in the days of Noah. That does not mean he do not feel the way we just read. That he, because of Israel, he won't go against his word. Yahweh was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the surface of the ground. Man along with animals, creeping things, birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them. As in the days of Noah. But Noah found favor in Yahweh's eyes. Hold up, Luke. What? because of the election, I will not destroy the whole world. In Matthew 24, he said, because of the elect, all flesh will not be destroyed. Hold on, so, but Noah found favor in Yahweh's eyes. But Yisrael, but the elect, finds favor in Yahweh's eyes. Huh? As in the days of Noah. We're not going to keep beating that and pray for you all. Get that. This is the history of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. Noah walked with Elohim. Noah became the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was corrupt before Elohim, and the earth was filled with violence. Yahweh saw the earth. Elohim saw the earth and saw that it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted their ways on the earth. Yahweh, Elohim said to Noah, I will bring an end to all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them and the earth. Excuse me, let me read that again. Let me slow down. Elohim said to Noah, I will bring an end to all flesh except for the elect's sake. We're bringing it back up to the day. Except for the elect's sake. What we just talked about, how all flesh is evil. For the earth is filled with violence. Yes, it is. Through them, behold, I will destroy them and the earth. Make a ship of gopher wood. You shall make rooms in the ship and shall fill it inside and outside with pitch. This is how you shall make it. The length of the ship shall it be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, its height 30 cubits. You shall make a roof in the ship and, excuse me, you shall finish it to a cubit upward. You shall fit the door of the ship inside. You shall make it with lower, second, and third levels. I will bring the flood of waters on this earth to destroy all flesh having the breath of life from under the sky. Everything that is in the earth will die. But I will establish my covenant with you to the ship, you, your son, your wife, your son's wife, with you. Of every living thing, of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ship to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, excuse me. Of the birds, after their kind, of the livestock, after their kind, of every creeping thing of the ground, after its kind, two of every sort will come to you to keep them alive. Take with you some of all food that is eaten, and gather it to yourself, and it will be for food for you and for them. Thus Noah did. He did all that Elohim commanded him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Abba made a way for our forefather Noah. Same thing today. But when we get into, if we get into the story, we'll find out that Noah, he just didn't make a ship. He taught the people. He speak to the people. He preached to the people for 120 years. Hey, Abba got me working over here, but I'm still going to be out there telling the people. Because Yahweh commanded him, hey, Noah, I want you to make a ship for you and your people, for y'all. But go out there and see if anybody repents. Because if they repent, I got to go, and I got to let them in. But we're going to find out tomorrow that nobody repented. And we know today that nobody repented because there was only 8 people on the ship. But Yahweh told them, go out there and tell them. So if we go out there, and when we go out there, and nobody wants to repent, nobody wants to hear you, know that you ain't the only one that they didn't listen to. Yahweh. You will see that Israel didn't listen to a lot of prophets, and the world can give a whoop whoop about the prophets and about Yahweh. But it did not stop Noah from going out there and telling the people. did not stop. As in the days of Noah, he had a preacher. As in these end days, he got Kohanim. No different. Let's move, oh, man, second. Let me move over to Bereshit 7:1, just reading that. Bereshit 7:1, family. Yahweh said to Noah, come with all your household into the ship, for I have seen your righteousness before me in this generation. Can we let us put our name where Noah's name is? Because we're living in that time and that space where Yahushua said that as in the days of Noah. But Yahweh said, I have seen your righteousness. I have seen well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Come on in. That's what he said to him in Ephesus. Well done. Come on, man. You've been living in the midst of insanity, as our brother Ari said. Come on. You stayed the course. You may have fell. You went to the left, to the right, but my word brought you back. You got back on strength. You got strength. You started walking again. You didn't stop me down. You didn't leave. You stayed walking with me. Well done. Because I ain't tell you it was going to be easy. In the midst of all that turmoil, you kept going. Well done. Come on in. Come on. Come on. Well done. So let's go to another mighty man, to one of our forefathers, now, to the first patriarch. We all know who that is. That is our Abba, or Father Abraham. And we're going to start off with Father Abraham in Bereshit 12, 1 through 3. Then we go into 14, 1 through 20. And Yahweh said to Abram, leave your country and your relatives and your father's house and go to the land that I will show you. Isn't that what brother, that he gave Brother Deuel? Isn't that what Yahweh gave? But, hey, Abraham, I want you to quarantine yourself. I want you to separate yourself. Separate yourself from your country. Separate yourself from your father's house. You know, your relatives. Get away from them. Separate yourself. Started with our father. He started with him. So there's no, if it started with our father, Abraham, who are we? We're Abraham's children. Ain't we? Aren't we? Aren't we Abraham's children? Again, we used to quarantine. We should be used to quarantine. I've gave a brother a beautiful lesson. I mean, beautiful. Go back and now we go back and listen to that. Go back and eat on that. Wish we could sit that and just all Israel listen to that. Listen to this right here. If you believe you Israel, listen to what Abba gave one of your Marais, Israel. Because again, I don't believe that all the Marais in Bet Yahweh are just Marais for Bet Yahweh. We are Marais for the whole nation of Israel. Because it's not just about Bet Yahweh. It's about the whole nation of Israel. We may not see ourselves as Marais for the nation, but if Yahweh chose you, he chose you for the nation, to be a Marais to the nation, not just for that Yahweh. For the nation. You ain't priest to the nation. Go back in the ancestors when there was priest for all 12 tribes. Not just one of them. For all of them. So all Israel need to go back and listen to that. What Abba gave when they're Marais. Hallelujah. Let's start over. Now Yahweh said to Abram, leave your country and your relatives and your father's house and go to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, person who treats you with contempt. All the families of the earth will be blessed with you. Now, the last one, let's read that again. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who treats you with contempt. Understand who you are. understand who you are. Understand what Yahweh gave you. That's all I'm going to say about that. Understand who you are. All the families of the earth will be blessed with you. Let's move on to Bereshit or Genesis 10. We're going to go through 1 through 20 because we're going to see what happened. How, hey, our father Abraham, he was a warrior. He was a valiant man. He was a warrior. He was one of Yahweh's mighty men. Let's just read about this. And brother, Yahweh put in the spirit of Brother Harvey, and he went into, I believe, Psalms 83, all the kings of the earth. He read all the kings. He sent that out today in the priest line. We were talking, and he sent this out for all the kings of the earth. Right now, we're about to read it about all the kings of the earth at that time, at this time. And look, and let's see what one of Yahweh's mighty men did. And bear with me with these names, families. I know I might pass some, I'm not. In the days of Amaphel, king of Shinar, Ariok, king of Eleazar, Chedorlaomer, king of Edom, Tidah, king of Goyim. They made war with Beer, king of Sodom, Bashir, king of Gomorrah, Shinar, king of Admah, Shimber, king of Zebulun, and the king of Bela, also called Zoar. All these joined together in the valley of Zittim, also called Salt Sea. They served Chedorlaomer for 12 years, and in the 13th year, they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer came, and the kings who were with him and struck Rephaim in Ashtaroth, cut Canaan, excuse me, family, the Zuin in Ham, and Emma, and Shava, and Kibbutzim, excuse me, and the Horites in their Mount Seor to El Paran, which is by the wilderness. They returned and came to in the spot, also called Kadesh, and struck all the country of the Amalekites, also the Amorites that live in Ha-Avon Tamar. The king of Sodom and the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zebulun, and the king of Bela, also called Zoar. And why is he saying also called? Because just like the example that was given us, at one time, the arena downtown was called the Civic Center. Now it's called Royal Farms. So it's the same place, but the name just changed, fam. Went out, and they set the battle in array against them in the Valley of Sodom, against Chedorlaomer, king of Elim, Tidal, king of Goim, king of Shinar, and Ariok, king of Eleazar, four kings against the five. Now the valley of Sodom was full of tar pits, and the king of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and some fell there. Those who remained fled to the hills. They took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food and went their way. They took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who lived in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. One who had escaped came to Abram, the Hebrew, at that time he lived in the oaks of Moran. Marah, the Amorite brother of Eshcol and brother of Anah. They were allies of Abram. When Abram heard that his relative was taken captive, he led out 318 trained men born in his house and pursued as far as Dan. Let me stop right there. You got to ask a question. We got to let our mind go back. We got Abraham, why are you training men? Abraham, what y'all training for? You got trained men in your household? Scriptures don't read about you being no warrior, but he was. For his family, he was. What is that? What's going to say? And when Abraham heard this, that his relative was taken captive, he led out his 318 trained men. Why did Abraham inspire or tell Moses, hey, don't forget this, they trained. They were down there training for something. They were ready for war. How far was Abraham? Ready for war. He ain't going to start nothing. When you start with them and you touch his people, he come to get them. He only had 300. And they were 18 men. Trained, but they was trained. Trained men. Born in his house and pursued far as far. And he divided them. He had strategy too. Our father had strategy. What everybody did, run all together down there. No, he divided himself. I was giving him wisdom how to fight. If you don't know how to fight, I'm going to give you the wisdom. You got the Ruach HaKodesh in you. He's going to give you that. He said he's a man of war. What do you need? Battle. Play battle. Abba have it. Whether it's love, soft love, hard love, mercy, kindness, whatever it is, because they battles too. I'm going to give it to you if you believe. And he divided himself against them by night and his servants and struck them and pursued them to Havah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. He brought back all the goods and also back his relative Lot and his goods and the women also and the other people. Huh? See, what I talk when we talk about, what I would say earlier, the world won't look to you, Israel. They're looking to you for strength. Good to say. 10 men going to come to one man. We're going to follow you. We're going to hold on to you. Why? Because we know God's with you. You're coming to that. Mighty men, mighty women. The world won't look for your strength. Are you ready? Do you want it? Do you want to be a pillar? Do you want the world looking to you for Yahweh? No, let's look at that again. And women also and the other people. He didn't just go down there and save his relatives. He didn't just go down there in Mizraim and save Israel. And other nations came out. And a multitude came out. A mixed multitude came out. Amazing to me that Israel don't see that. Some Israelites don't see that. It's only about Israel. But when Father Abraham went down there, he didn't just get his relatives. He got other people. We just went through the Passover. We're still in the season. It was a mixed multitude. That's because Israel, again, they don't understand his word. They don't see it. But I was raising us up for such a time. Three more famine. I said I'm going to stop at 20. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of the, hold up. Abraham ain't just killing any old body. He went to the head one, Kedorlaomer, and the king who were with him out, and the kings of the earth. Huh? who was with him at the Valley of Shavah, that is the King's Valley. Huh? What? I was going to show the wolf king the King's Valley. King of kings, Lord of lords. He's going to show them who king. Who's king? Abraham. Father. Went down there and showed them who was king. I got to go back to the night, late on the night, look these names up. I'm quite sure we can see something in that. Hold on, let's move on. Two more out of this family. Two more. It's the word of Yahweh, family. It's the word of Yahweh. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of Elohim, Most High. He blessed him and said, "Bless thee, Abraham, Yahweh, Most High. Bless thee, Abraham of Yah, Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. Bless be Yah, Most High, who have delivered your enemies into your hand." Abraham gave him a tenth of all. I'm going to stop right there for that, family. We see that. Bread and wine. Yahushua will come down in the Valley of Kings, and he's going to battle. But I'm going to be there with him, battling with him in that valley. Valley of Kings. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Three more, family. Three more. Let's go to Shemot 1 and all Yahweh's house. The most humble. That's Exodus 1, family. All right. Did I get that money? One. Okay, yeah, I remember now. We're going to read down to 7. We're just going to read down to 7, but we're going to go to Shemot first. Because we're going to read about when Israel, we're in Mishraim right now, we're in Egypt right now. Here, he's bringing about his host. Here, he says that we're going to be a great nation. A great army, not just a great nation, but a great army. So if you a general and you building an army, you're building this army to fight. We ain't just for high holy days, which we understand. Don't get me wrong. Don't take it to the left. But the main thing that he built Israel for, because somebody set a challenge to him. Somebody said to him that I'm going to take my throne and I'm going to raise it over your throne. Okay, all right, I'm going to give you a head start. You go ahead, house of son, halal, do what you got to do. Matter of fact, I even let you pull a wool over the first two eyes. I give you a head start. But there in Mitzrayim, there in Egypt, I'm going to make them a great army, a great nation. Why? Because they're going to have me as their general. Amen? Now, these are the names of the sons of Yisrael who came into Mitzrayim, every man and his household came with Yaakov. Reuben, Shimon, Lewi, and Yehuda, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. All the souls who came out of Yaakov's body were 70 souls, and Yosef Mitzrayim already. And Yosef died, as did all his brothers, and all that generation. The yellow deed of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. All of a sudden, they're going to say black people are dying more. All of a sudden, disease had did a 360 when it wasn't, when it first came out, we wasn't even getting it, but it did a 360. No, a 180, and turned about and came towards us. All of a sudden, they feeding that to us, that this disease killing us more than anything. Hey, I will say, we have the underlying sickness, which we don't understand, but we weren't listening to Amin El when 2 years ago he was saying, get ourselves right. and our high blood pressures and sugar diabetes, which we have no control over now, or we can control it. But we got to build that immune system. We got to get strong. We got to do better as far as our eating habits. But it's no coincidence that they didn't change the whole scenario now. Now the black man is the one that's getting it the worst. Now we are the ones that dying from. That's no coincidence. That's setting the stage for something. Everything in this world is a stage. Everything is set up against Israel. You know what? Black people need the vaccine more than anybody. And you know we're so gullible and we don't learn, we don't listen, we don't pay attention to nothing, we don't read, we don't do nothing as a people, as a whole. So they can pull the walls over our eyes. We only look at the idiot box, and the idiot box or the television teaches us everything. We believe everything else tells us. And truthfully, he's our enemy because this man been trying to kill us all. Ever since we came to these shores, we have not been equal. We still not equal, and we still not looked at as a human being. And he may not even know why he feels that way, but we know it's halal, put it in doubt. No, we have a sworn enemy, and we have to understand that. May not be all of them, but we understand that the system that we live in is our enemy, period. The system that we live in is our enemy. Yahushua said it. He told us, know that they're going to hate you. The world ain't going to love you because they hate me. Because we are his offspring, because we are carrying his name, they're going to hate us, all their enemy, period. So there's no coincidence that the whole thing then turned around. We are the ones dying from it. And then they got this new word on television that they're putting in the new normal. Come on, pay attention, Israel. Pay attention. The new normal. What? The new normal. The new world order. They just can't come out and say that. But that's code word for the new normal. Pay attention. All right, so let's go to Shemot 2, 1 through 14, family. We can close this thing on out. 1 through 14. And the man of the house of Levi went out and took a daughter of Levi as his wife. The woman conceived. And Levi, if those who don't know what I'm saying, Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid 3 months. When she could no longer hid him, she took a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and with pitch. She put the child in it and laid it in the reed by the river bank. His sister stood afar off to see what would be done to him. Pharaoh's daughter came down to bathe at the river. Her maidens walked along by the riverside. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her servant to get it. She opened it and saw the child, and behold, the baby cried. She had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Should I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." The young woman went and called the child's mother. And just look at the mercy that Abba had for the mother. Understood that she had to give her son up. But he still allowed the child to be brought up on her milk, to be nursed by her. So Moshe may have been raised by a foreign woman, but he was nursed by his right mother. That's some spiritual in that family. He that has an ear, let them hear. Pharaoh's daughter sent the child away and nursed him for me, and I will give you your wages. The woman took the child and nursed it. The child grew up, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moshe and said, "Because I drew him out of the water." In those days, when Moshe had grown up, he went out to his brothers and looked at their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian striking the Hebrew, one of his brothers. He looked this way and that way, and he went and saw that there was no one. He killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Amen. He went out the second day, and behold, two men of the Hebrews were fighting with each other. Who did the wrong? Why did you strike your fellow? In other words, man, y'all in slavery. Y'all both in the same boat. Out here fighting one another. When you got somebody that's over top of you, driving you, slaving you, you got a nerve to be fighting against one another. And that's Israel today. That's Israel today. Matter of fact, we could take that across the board. Husband, wife, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, everybody. Y'all got a sworn enemy against you. You got a nerve to be fighting against one another. Do you not see the big picture? Do you not understand the situation that you are in? You are both two crabs in the barrel. Both of y'all. Both. But you got to know to be fighting one another. And he said, "Who made you prince and a judge over us? Do you plan to kill me as you killed the Egyptians?" Moses was afraid and said, "Surely this is known." We're going to start right there, man. We're going to start right there. Because that's the question. That's the question. Matter of fact, let's see this. That's the same question they asked Yahushua. Who gave you authority? Who gave you authority? By whom authority do you teach? It's the same question. I remember Yaakov, Rabbi, got that question asked to him. But at that time, he didn't have the understanding, and Yahweh had him to learn something. So he said he packed his books up and ran up out of there. For any of my Kohanim, for any of my brothers, for any of my sisters, Kohanim or not, anybody asks you about who you think you are and what authority, Yahweh Elohim gave me the authority. The guy, the child of Yahweh. That's who I think I am. One who was given this. I ain't asked for it. He was given to me. In fact, I tried to run from it. He caught me and said, "Here, this is yours. You dropped it. Go ahead and walk with it." So for any of my brothers and sisters, if they ask you that, tell them, you are a child of Yahweh. That's who gave you the authority. More so for the Kohanim. Who gave you the authority? Who you think you are? You are a son of Yahweh. You are a daughter of Yahweh. You are a Talmudim of Yahushua HaMashiach. You've been sent out. That's who you are. You get in a situation, somebody asks you who you think you are, tell them who you is. And tell them if they don't believe it, wait and see. Wait and see. All right, family. So did I finish? Okay, 14. And he said, "Who made you a prince and a judge?" Hold up, you are a prince. You are a judge, Israel. You are a prince and a judge. Kill me as you kill the Egyptian. Moses was afraid and said, "Surely this thing is not." And know that we're gonna get those people. Know that you're gonna try to tell somebody right from wrong, and they're gonna look at you, and the first thing in the world, and told them, "You can't judge me. You're a liar. That's why I'm here." But I will say this: we gotta get ourselves right first. We gotta get that standing of who we are first, and why we are here. Okay, family, let's move on to one more, the last verse, last thought that Abraham gave me for tonight. And this is, we're moving right over one chapter, Shemot 3, starting at going to 10 and 11. And this is when Moses was at the burning bush and Yahweh got his attention. If you don't notice the story, matter of fact, just start from chapter 1 and read all the way up. You'll see the whole picture. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And again, remember where we started off from, Israel, where we're at today. And what did Yahushua say? As in the days of Noah. But the same thing Yahweh said to Moshe, he is saying to us. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh. Hasatan, you are an army. I'm sending you to this enemy, to a sworn enemy of yours. But you got power over him. That you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses said to Elohim, who am I? How many of us think like that? How many of us think, who are we? Who are we? We just heard about the good question. But hold up, though. They asked me this question. Moses turned around and asked Yahweh the question. Brother just asked Moses the question. Well, who do you think you is? Moses turned around. Get a command from Yahweh. He asked Yahweh the same. Who am I? Who am I to go out there and save Israel? Come on now. Who am I to go out there and save Israel? You're Yahweh's chosen. You're Israel. Nation of kings and priests. That's who you are. You are chosen to do that. You ain't chosen to preach to the nations. But to the world. And Moshe said to Elohim, who am I? And I should go to, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of the Mitzrayim. We got to move past that question. Who am I? We got to kind of understand who we are and whose we are. Who we are and whose we are. And where is Abba trying to take us? He is trying to make us Elohim on earth. He is trying to make, yeah. And it may sound arrogant, but that's word. That's word. Pharisees ask Yahushua that. Talk to Yahushua. Yahushua had to get him. And he said something that went over their head. Didn't I say you're God? Didn't I say you, y'all, Elohim, Israel? Didn't I say that? I said that to y'all. Why y'all coming at me like what I'm saying? Elohim is something out of order. I said it to y'all. Told y'all that. That's the song. Elohim, y'all God. Y'all God on earth. That's where y'all been trying to take this. And to bring it down and to the Lord's culmination. Common denominator for us, Bet Yahweh, he's trying to take us there. Elman, that ye are gods, ye are Elohim on earth. And if that's a hard pill to swallow for you, stay with them. Stay learning. Stay praying. Stay asking Abba that question. Who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Stay asking that question. Let that be your prayer. Fast on it. Act. But what I just told you is word, Yahweh's word, not mine, not my feelings, not my wants, but his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me, and that's the end of Yahweh's Mighty Men 3, family. Let me get to the closing blessing. Prayerfully, everybody understood. Pray for everybody got something out of it. Oh, man. Let me find it. Because Yahweh word is true. It is true. It is real. And may Abba, let me say the blessing first. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, thank you, Father, for what a full meal you have given us to start off tonight, Father. Start off your Shabbat, Father. Thankfully, we are in the Shabbat. The door has been opened. Pray for all those who are taking part of it. And get something out of it, Father. Thank you, Abba, for giving us your word tonight, Father. What a fulfilling word you have given us. May all those who listen, Father, and may all those who are listening in the future be fed, Father, be full, Father, and nourished, Father. May their spirit be nourished. Father, I ask and pray for Marae, Baba Harrell, who have to bring your word to Mother. May you continue to feed Israel, your people, to him. Father, I ask and pray for all Israel, Father. In your holy and precious son name, Yahushua HaMashiach. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. Amen.
I can forget his cunning. If I forget thee, oh Jerusalem, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. Find the safety, oh Mount Zion.
Almighty Yah for the opportunity.